Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk, for all of you people, Facebook and Twitter. And welcome on to what's now going to be part three of the World According to Rodders. Now, it's basically, I don't know, I just came with that to act. I just thought, I think because I got in a bit of a ranty mood in the first one, and as well, thought, well, we're kind of going on about things. Just updating what I've been up to since we last did an audio, really. And just seeing what I got up to on the weekend. And because that's happened, we've had the weather, we've had the tail end of Hurricane Bertha. And that put paid to massive sense at this year's Bushunt-Ass Balloon Fiesta, which took place at the Ashen Court Stage on the southwestern outskirts of its fine city of Bristol. I think it's supposed to be, like, as I say, the second, excuse me, largest gathering of the balloonists in the world. It's a question, why's not the first? Why's not the biggest? I don't know, but I think it's great. And it does brilliant. It brings people in from far and wide. Hotels got booked up, months in advance and all that stuff. And it's good. I mean, think of Edinburgh Festival on a small scale. Roman balloons. All the various different shapes. It's just not the standard balloon shapes that you get. Hot air balloon shapes. But you also get the air. There was one, as I said, there's one that shape of the Challenge Cup, for you Focky fans out there. They have in the past been like, a Scots piper, completing and projected with bagpipes and kilt and the works. It's been a supermarket trolley. Past Bertie Bassett, he of the Sweetie fame. He's been mortalised as a balloon. Literally, not on a side balloon, no, an actual, shape of Bertie, a balloon in the shape of Bertie Bassett. Yeah, shirt of a dog, from the insurance company. He's been turned into a balloon. So, whether it still means he's full of hot air, I don't know. But, Sonic the Hedgehog, he's been made into a balloon as well. Okay. In fact, I remember actually, a while back at the Balloon Fiesta, and this came back, late 90s, I suppose, early noughties, and I got a job there selling programmes. It's commission based, so you got paid for what you sold, basically. And I think you charged £3 for programmes. And it was pretty good. It was a big, glossy A4. Program, magazine. And I had a full blurb of all the balloons, pictures, and all the details about the balloons, and the pilots, and the balloonists, and all the works, and where they come from, why they like balloons, and that kind of thing. A general guide of what was happening, obviously. And it was good. And I was had to keep a copy. And some spares left over. And so I walked around, getting a great bamboo cane. And funny enough, I saw one, a lady doing this on Saturday. And you basically go and walk around with a newspaper bag over your shoulder full of programmes. And you just walk around with this huge bamboo cane with a sort of big banner on the top of it, like saying, programmes. Otherwise, but hey, for their programmes, anyone on the programme? He'd be walking around. And I don't know why I'm demonstrating to you lot, because you can't see it, it's audio. But anyway, I did that a few years ago, and it was good fun. And we sort of teamed up and in pairs, and go around, and then just sort of wander around. And you sort of compare notes, and go back to the festival marquee, Fiesta marquee, and say, give us some more progress, please. How many do you think you want this time? Oh, well, you always started low. I think, well, they're probably lucky to say, they only sold that for you. Damn, you've got about 15 in there. And so I started about, I don't know, 10, 15, I think. Next round, I thought, well, I'll take 20 this time. because I thought, well, it's getting late and stuff. And people came out to say, what? Yeah, there's like the two kids, because I saw that Evening Post blazing thing. Oh, yeah, I know, it's any progress. Why are you going to post it? Well, because it just happened to be a bloody bag, didn't it? I didn't say that. I wanted to say that. God only knows I wanted to say that. Where the hell do you think? Got this really great big bloody bamboo cane. And the fact I've got the bag, the fact that it's got Evening Post emblazoned on the side of me at the bag is irrelevant. What's in the bloody bag? You know, it's a programme. I don't care. A great big bloody bamboo cane with a little pan on the top saying, get your programmes here. And, you know, and you say, yeah, what's in the bag? Honestly, you can't get the punters, he said, I tell you. I was back in, I say, what, late 90s, early noughties? And out. That was good fun. And last time I did it, I've come over, got paid, I think got paid a bit. Was as a market researcher, and he's had to go around and just question people. And normally they just get in there, you know. What was it right? Yeah, so what do you think of the we just ruined, didn't we? Yeah. I think the bloody was let out, right? Well, we were here yesterday. Talk about what you thought of yesterday. Yeah, well, I did that yesterday, I chased up a big house. It was a voluntary job. Didn't get paid for it on this occasion. But it was a good place to walk around to try to get people. The idea was, the more you got, it was just a feedback to the Fiesta organizers. Okay, what improvements they can make, you know, what they like, what they didn't like, that sort of thing. General sort of feedback on the Fiesta. And the idea was that, you know, you could, more questionnaires you had to fill out, you got entered into a raffle to win a hot air balloon. Well, not the blue itself, but a ride in a hot air balloon, obviously, you know. And sadly, I didn't sort of qualify that, so I think I could do it. I'm doing a nice lady. She was in late 40s, early 50s, I suppose. Mid-50s, something like that. I can't remember. See, I think she won the balloon ride. Fair play. I don't know if she ever took it up. Never found out. No idea after that, so right, okay. And that was, 5 years ago, I suppose? We did that. And, so it was all voluntary, so you just get it there and you got like a free pass into the festival, the free pass, something. Which allows you free on the bus transfer, because the first bus, do this shuttle from Timpley Station and the centre, city centre, to the Ashton Court. I mean, you can't walk, it's a pleasant walk. Did it myself on Saturday afternoon, there and back. There you go, and start walking up into Clifton. Oh dear, God, am I unfit. Oh lordy, 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 am I unfit. But anyway, that's another story. And I won't bore you to hear that. You know, well, now tell us all about the fact that you're very unfit. Please. Alright, I've lapsed of late. And I think I've got out of the habit. I'm pretty on weight. I haven't got a waist anymore. I've just got a big belly. And then, yeah, the sort of the top to the legs. Meet it somewhere. I'm not quite sure. They need it. Oh, good boy. Yeah, somewhere in there anyway. I just lapsed. I'm not eating healthy. I'm just sticky. Yeah, there's a well-known pizza chain down the road. And they've even got the stage where, shall I go to the local supermarket, four letters, not German, and get a ready meal or a pasta or something like that. That's a pretty simple. Throw the microwave or get on the hob or bun the oven or whatever. Excuse me. And also go to a well-known pizza chain instead and get one of their pizzas. Whoopsie. That's what they tell. And I know it basically, and I think we're all getting this, and I think this is a lot of things. One of the whole reasons for doing these audios tonight was partly just keeping up to date. So I've done naughty a bit for a while. I thought, yeah, you're thinking, my God, I'm getting my dog, where's he gone? Where's it? And partly because I thought, well, yeah, there's talk in the media about the fact that perhaps we've got a booze problem here in Britain. And so that's giving me my sort of feelings on that one too. And I think, I probably have drank a bit too much of late, about a few weeks, and the old belly's got a little bit bloated. And, I can't sign the release thing to go. Well, that's what it is, deflate yourself. Can't deflate it, normally. Not to be able to. I mean, nice, you can deflate. Yeah. And you weren't there thinking, oh my God, look at me. Parents getting worried about me. You could go to Weight Watchers, you could have other aids available. See, and you need to do this. Yeah. I'm going on holiday in the month. And I think, actually, you know what, I quite like to look half decent. But that's what I'm up to, so that's a bit of a thing. But over the weekend, I bought the International New York Times. I've never bought that before. And I'm curious to see what it was like. I'm curious because there was a piece, an article on the front, well, a kind of sort of feature on the inside, but it was absolutely not on the front page, saying Britain and its problem with booze. Really cheeky lot. We don't put international versions of the Daily Mail, send it over to stateside and say, America, obesity epidemic. You know, or gung-ho Americans want to shoot the living boxes out of each other. Yeah, we don't do that. Cheeky lot. So, I was curious. And I think there is a problem. And this is about one of this quartet, and you'll be able to, kind of just say what I feel of it, basically. A bit of a bore you again if you've been sat here to the bitter end. Fair play to you. I mean, I can't give you an award or anything like that. I can't give you your life back either. It's been good having you come here, really. And I just thought I'd do some audios, and then you just get carried away and you say, oh, I want to talk about this, and oh, what about talking about that? And yeah, people say, oh, come here on audio, please. Please come here on audio. I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about, you know? It's like, who wants to listen to this old idiot? Rambling on. My lovable is built this. And but anyway, we'll go about a minute and 20 seconds. Woohoo! Not a little clock watching about that, but I remember once doing this, and I got said, right, it's gonna be exactly 11 minutes, well, no, 12 minutes and 13 seconds. I think it's gonna be quick. I need to go, right. I don't need to take 15 minutes, okay, right, knock that off. And you're doing the maths. I'm numerically dyslexic, basically. Okay. I used to hate maths at school. You know, it was like, it wasn't that I was scared of sums, well, but it was. But it was, you're in the class, in the maths class, right? And your teacher says, okay, what's 7 times 24? Bloody hell. And you're thinking, I forgot it. Whatever you do, forgot it. Don't start counting your fingers. It's going to look like so stupid. Yeah, everyone reminds you to, hold properly at their arms and, sir, Lisa, I just swallow me out, please, you know. And so that was that. So anyway, we are running out of time. Thanks ever so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you up very soon, hopefully. But for now, total pip, and goodbye. Thanks for listening.